literally how I be starting, bitch. It's going. Hello, saddies. Ooh, Lord Jesus. We was coughing because we have corona. I'm just playing now. We in here smoking. We are smoking. Hi. It's been a while since I recorded, and as a treat for the little few three or four people listening to this, I do have a special guest. Her name is Cherry. Say hello to the people, Cherry.
Hello, saddies.
Hi, saddies. We hope... Welcome back to the happiest sad podcast you will ever fucking listen to. And I stand by that. And I always ask my guests, since we both work in a restaurant, I usually ask people either, like, do you have anything that you're sad about? But not that. Do you on a scale of rare... So well done. How done are you with today?
Oh my God. Look, I walked in and I saw that just like our parking lot was full, the next door parking lot was full.
And the place and next door was closed.
I was like, there's only one thing that this can mean. And I walk in and just like the entire night we just had the board full of tickets and it made me nauseous.
Like, can't do it.
I am definitely very, very extra well done, extra charred.
Extra charred.
Like boot leather done with today. And I mean, I sold so much. I went through all that. Remember earlier when you were like, this is $82 worth of bullshit? Yeah, well, I only had $97 worth of bullshit. Mm-hmm. So,
let me see how worth it. This shit was $83 worth of bullshit. Mm-hmm. I was ready to go. Oh, shit. Some ashes. Oh, shit. It's okay. But we're going to talk about restaurant stuff. We probably will play Would You Rather because that's so much fun. And also, last night, literally, one of the people we went to the strippy with last night was saying they were hungover. Were you hungover today?
I was not hungover, but I also drink a lot.
Me too.
I feel like you and I are in the same room.
He was like, were you not hungover? I'm like... No. My body was exhausted because I had to drink. I had to get that Gatorade that you see on my nightstand because I went to Don Juan to get some stuff today, and I was like, damn, I had a headache. I was walking through the aisles. I was like, I either got COVID or I either drank a little too much last night.
No, I feel like honestly, what got me last night was that cigarette smoke.
Oh.
And I smoke. I actually smoked cigarettes, like, too. Like, I used to be the chain smoker.
Oh, hell. We went to the strippy last night. And
yes.
The strip.
We love the strip club.
The strip club. Literally, the strip club is so fun. Mm-hmm. It's just a good time. Like, what's his face? That was, you know, my lanky friend's first time going. Yes. And he was like, sorry, y'all. I told y'all we smoking. Mom, if you hear this, mind your business. Mind your fucking business, hoe. And that's all. And that's on that. And then my other family, if you're also listening, go to hell and mind your business. So,
but heard. When we're in hell together,
exactly.
Mind your business.
Well, yeah.
Stay in your little corner.
You have relatives down there. But what was I thinking?
We were talking about the strippy, and it was our lanky friend's first time.
It was like, what do you do? Like, I was like, you sit down and enjoy the fucking show. You either get you some shots or some food, and you don't do what you mean what you do.
Yeah. I mean, I only tipped two of the girls last night. I was just there. None of them were speaking to me. I'm not gonna lie. I went crazy on my birthday the first time we went.
You had so much fun on your birthday.
I did. And I think I was the only one, though.
You deserved that.
I know, but I was the only one that actually had fun.
I had fun, and then, whatever. It don't matter. Yeah, but then I got mad. Yeah. But I had fun. I love a strippy. I told you that rule. I'm not taking home nobody I meet in the strip club. And I told you, I don't know what that says, because I'm also in that bitch, you know? But it's just, like, honestly...
I wouldn't take me home if I met me at a strip club.
No, like, no. And I think... And I'm not even talking about, like, strippers. Because, you know, I'm pro-sex work. This is a pro-ho account, man.
That yeah, hurt.
Pro-stripping, pro-anything that people got a problem with that don't really concern them, they like, be mad about. we support it, okay?
If you don't like the strip club, don't go.
Exactly, don't go. If you don't like sex work, we don't be out here buying it.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. That's none of your business.
Like, they're here to do a job.
Exactly. Man. These women are performing a service. Mm-hmm. Like, the girls in there are fine. Love them. They're amazing. They have a higher chance of going home with me. Yeah. That's a different category. But if I meet a guy or anybody, I don't know, just a random regular in there, I'm not taking you home because, why you always do? Why you? What you know? I'm a regular there now, but you...
This tastes kind of minty.
It's, is it... Did I get all the soap out? It's recording, by the way.
I think so.
Does it taste minty from that?
Is your soap minty?
No.
Then I might just be me.
I do love mint stuff.
What? Okay. Heard? Can I get that marijuana and menthol? What flavors do you have? I actually have a gift card.
Dude,
I would like to. Everything, what if I did that actually?
Everything I buy is always green.
I'm sorry?
Everything I buy is always green. Like hand soap's green, like anything green I'll buy. I don't know why.
Green's a good. It's calming.
It is calming. So is blue. Blue's a lot of people's favorite color because it's calming. I learned that in school.
I'm actually not a huge fan of blue, but I like pink.
Wow.
I know.
I like pink too, but I'm also not finna hit. Blue is my favorite color.
I didn't say blue. Was a bad color. It don't even matter. It's not my favorite.
It don't matter how you feel about blue. Me and blue, I have a deep, passionate love for the color blue.
Like, but what?
Blue is my aura. So I don't like that royal blue or that hue blue, like the color wheel blue, you know, like the cool,
or like kind of like the when someone says blue. When someone says blue, like the blue you think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
That blue, but I like teals, like any color in between.
Oh yeah, like
blue and green. Yeah. Those colors are amazing. And I even like navy blue, but I just don't like that one blue. Blue. Playground blue. Child blue, the first blue you were ever introduced to,
yeah.
That blue is not a good blue.
I like blue jeans.
Yeah. I love how deep and passionate we got about it.
I feel that way about yellow.
You don't like yellow?
No, I love yellow.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. I feel deep and passionate about yellow.
I don't like the schoolhouse yellow either, but like pale, I like pastels. Any shade that's not that.
I don't really know how to describe it because some yellows make me feel sick. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like I look at some yellows and I'm like, that's a sick yellow. That's a nicotine stain on the wall yellow.
Oh.
That's like puke yellow, you know? You gotta stay away from yellows with bad vibes.
Mm.
You gotta go for like the goldens.
I feel like that's like with like every color chill. Though. I have, like, there's a shade of every color that I'm like, I can't fuck with. I don't really like orange.
Purple. I like every color of purple.
There's some purple I don't like.
What purple?
I don't know. It was just one purple I seen one time. I was like, I don't like that purple.
Alright.
I'm just saying. But I feel that way about every single color. Like, there's a shade of every single color, and I'm just
perfect.
Like, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Everything is flawed.
I don't like the color red too much.
Red is not my favorite, except for my hair.
Yeah, it's cool on stuff, but, like, people who okay, so, like, you know how blue's
like... I wouldn't say red is, like, my favorite color, you know?
Okay, so you know how blue is, like, when I see red, I'm, like, aggressive, and I'm feeling aggressive, and I'm doing aggressive stuff. I feel like, you know how we talked about blue being calming? Red is like an aggressive color. So people who have a favorite color red scare me, unless it looks good on them. Or you're Taylor Swift, because she also likes the color red, and I love her, and she looks good in red. So if you like red, which is such a, like, an aggressive color, like, whereas blue is, like, calming, you're an aggressive person, and that tells me what I need to know about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you prefer to be aggressive. Like, you prefer, you know what I'm saying? Like, red just...
We're out here, instead of kink shaming, we're color shaming.
Whatever.
Read that. What's your favorite color? Now it's become like a whole ass vibe check. It's going to become more important than what's your birth chart.
You know what I think is a vibe check question too?
Yeah.
If you're, okay, so like, it kind of is like, what sauce do you like on your chicken nuggets?
Okay, what are acceptable answers to you?
I don't know. Like, people who, come on, I don't think they're out here eating ketchup.
Okay, ketchup.
I mean, chicken nuggets.
Ketchup with chicken.
Okay, so when I used to ask people this question, I used to say, if you were chicken nugget, what kind of sauce would you be dipped in? And it's like, any sauce. You can do, you can be Chick-fil-A sauce, you can be Chipotle, any sauce. Mm-hmm. What kind of sauce would you be dipped in? And the more basic your answer, the more I don't like you. Like, if you say anything that's cool, like, but if you say something, I am a honey mustard bitch. But honey mustard is classic. Barbecue sauce, not, it depends on where I'm getting it from. McDonald's got good barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. But barbecue sauce is like, grow up, pick something else. Because barbecue sauce is good, but it's the same every time. It's sweet. Some barbecue sauces are like,
oh, that's my favorite.
Bitch, you like mustard?
I do.
You like mustard?
I do.
Mustard is an aggressive condiment. Is your favorite color red, too?
No. My favorite color is like a golden yellow.
Are we being loud?
Are we?
Are we?
Okay.
Oh my god, these are my lucky numbers. And you know, I am about manifesting and the universe and this and that. Anyways, enough of that bullshit. We started this episode, we definitely did not even mention that whole break we took. Sorry about that. If you decided to keep listening to this point, I don't know how long we've been talking. We're gonna answer a couple questions. It has been not long, it's only been 6 minutes, bitch. I can't lap sound when I'm high.
No, I can't either, but even when I'm sober, my grasp of time
is... It's just, like, I'm just going.
I just know that today is today, and tomorrow, well...
You never get this
We gonna find out.
This day back. I don't want to be working. Okay, read a question. Any question. Damn.
That was a good one.
I'm sorry if y'all heard that. Whatever, this is my show. Y'all can go away.
Would you rather speak every language or play every instrument?
Damn.
Equally good choices.
I know. What if I could do it every other day?
Give me a split. Because it's split 50-50.
I wish I could play instruments, but like, because music is a language of its own, but.
That's a bar, homie.
Get that tattooed on you.
That's one of them.
I was just gonna get that tattooed on.
Damn.
But I, oh my god, I think it would be amazing to connect with everybody in every language. Like, just to be, fuck, I can talk to people, everybody. Mm-hmm. I love talking. You know what irks me, and this might be on the borderline of political. When people are like, you need to speak English, you need to speak, maybe you should speak more languages. Why you don't know another language? Has being a rude bitch stopped you? And like, I'm big on like, if you're not talking to that person, why do you need to understand what they're talking about? You're not entitled to people's conversations. Like, that's such a rude thing to say to somebody. I'll punch any person who says some shit like that to me. If anybody listening to this and you have relatives that don't speak English, tell them what the fuck I said. If anybody asks you that, hit them. Choose violence. Because they don't need to be... Tell them, say, learn one phrase in English. Literally the only phrase you need. Teach them to say, mind your business. And that's it. They don't need nothing else. Because why would you say that to somebody? I'd clock a hoe for saying some shit. That is so rude. say that to somebody. Have you heard? Have you seen people? Have you?
Yes, that was my mother.
Oh,
not
so
to be
sorry.
Like too deep, but like yes.
Oh my god.
My mom is the one that would tell
we
them.
Give y'all permission to clock her. I'm just kidding.
You can clock that out.
But no, that is rude. Anyways, what was your answer to that question?
I would rather speak every language.
Yeah.
But just so I could travel, I feel like I don't have the same like Klockahoe vibes to this question that you do.
Oh, Klockahoe.
I'm hung up on that phrase.
Klockahoe, because
you lift my head.
I do. I be saying a lot of stupid shit.
Comprehended.
Cause I heard. Not only heard, I understood.
I understood. Alright, your turn to pick a question.
Ooh.
On the list.
Ooh. Would you rather have a bucket stuck on your head or cement blocks on your foot? Stuck on your foot. I already know my answer sheet.
I mean, a bucket on my head, mostly because if I have cement blocks on my feet, I'm probably being assassinated.
I'm not. I don't think that's it. Just kidding.
You never heard of that? Like cement shoes? Like you got cinder blocks tied to your feet? Like you drown?
I would say.
Oh no, I couldn't die by drowning. That's
too painful. I hope I die in my sleep. Okay, I know we shouldn't say it like that, but you know, everybody, you promised that you're gonna die.
Yeah.
So if I had to pick a way to go out, please let me die when I was relaxed. Yeah. I don't want no stressful death. Yeah. And if it is, like, please make it quick. Because I don't have time. I don't like being hurt.
No, I know. I think, like, a painful death is what I fear. Like, more than the actual, like, logistics of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, whatever. Because if I'm gone, whatever. I was going.
What am I? Like, I won't be here. I'm dead.
Yeah, that's somebody else's problem. It doesn't mean I want to be dead. It's just
Let's make that distinction right now.
Yeah, it's just like... It's gonna happen. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You better get over it. You better get used to it. Like, not saying to do that or anything, but I'm just saying, like, if I know I'm gonna die. I'm human, and that's promised. And if I have to die, I don't want it to be, please let me just be sleep with some shit. So I'm instant, quick, whatever, bye. I'm gonna cremate my ass in.
Just her ass.
No, literally, I'm gonna turn myself into. I'm gonna be glamorous.
I like that. That's a good idea.
What kind of thought? Anyways, thank you. Not about you saying that it was a good idea, but I don't give a fuck about, you know, going.
No.
Whatever, you know? But I would rather have... So, I feel like I could not have a bucket on my head. If this was a long-term...
It doesn't say. And
if these were, like, tied to my feet, I could... Whip these hoes around. Would that be hard?
That would be hard.
I'm sitting here thinking if I had cinder blocks 4 feet. If I could move them. That's what I feel like I got anyways, honestly. Ugh. Whatever.
That could be your superpower. Your cinder block feet.
Yeah. or me the cinder block foot or bucket head.
That's our superhero duo of your little sidekick. But I can't see anything, so I just run into walls the entire
time. Yeah. Useless.
Just in real life.
Oh my god.
See, it fits. It's perfect.
Why would you say that? It's so funny. I love you. Oh my god. I love dark humor. I hate it. I hate it. Some people are like, oh my god. And I was like, you either scared or you ain't. We can't.
I have nothing to be scared anymore.
We're survivors. Yeah. We ain't scared of shit. We was like, whatever. Alright, so we got about 2 more minutes of doing this and then we can go eat some ribs. We got blessed tonight at work, hoes. We got blessed with meals.
We did. One of our managers is like, hey, we got some ribs. And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yes. This manager always feeding me.
I know, he does. He's so good.
They know. I think a lot of the managers are giving me food. The mean one.
I know who you're talking
that
about.
That person gave me some food tonight and I was like, oh, I didn't know he was crazy. But I took it. They don't care.
I mean, if you don't take it, it's going in the trash. So
I literally told them the other night, told one of the people we work with that that's literally how I eat.
Mm-hmm. That's how I eat too.
Cause I feel like I need to do a lot better at feeding myself.
I need to go.
Me too. I need to start trying. Mm-hmm. Okay. I went grocery shopping last time. And I got so upset because they didn't have stuff I wanted. And my spoiled ass just walked down. I was like, I don't need this.
This is awful.
I don't even eat anyways.
I photosynthesize.
I said, I don't even eat. I'm not hungry anyways. I'm done with this. Now I run off alcohol.
And drugs. I run off weed, nicotine, and coffee. That's it.
And the fact that...
That's the secret, baby.
That's it. Like, literally...
Neglect yourself.
Yeah, you're fine.
Mind over matter, man.
Literally, house and they asked if I wanted to smoke and I was like, no, I don't need to eat. And I was like, wait.
Ah! Oh, no.
She was like, eat. I was like, wait, no, I just took an edible. I need to smoke, but I knew what I meant.
Oh my god. What have we done to ourselves?
No, I'm about to stop. I'm gonna take a break.
Alright, I need to get some rip to air fry my fries.
I need to take a break from smoking, I mean.
Oh. Y'all know where my mind's at.
I gotta start eating again. I gotta do better. But, okay. Me and Cherry are gonna go. And if you made it this far, thank you for listening. Yes. And I always make whoever is doing this with me say, damn. Okay, anyways, we're signing off and we gotta send them happy girl vibes.
Okay.
Because why the fuck we send? It'll be sad anyways, but it
we
can
might
wait.
As well. Right.
Yeah, you know? So, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you had fun.
I did. I had such a great time.
And thank y'all for listening. Sorry if you weren't entertained. Sorry if it made you feel bad about whatever your favorite color is, but. We are sending you happy girl vibes.
We are. And we're manifesting.
We hope you get through, honey. And whatever's making you sad, we hope that shit ain't making you sad by the time you finish listening to this. So, bye.
Bye.
Damn.